All right, Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. We're talking summer things to do, and did you know that there are secret concerts that pop up regularly all over the city and beyond? Just not for young people, it's for all ages. Sofer Sounds concerts are unlike any other experience, transforming everyday spaces like a rooftop or art gallery, turning them into a captivating, intimate venue for these secret live music performances, all for these secret gigs. It's a cool thing. Tori Hughes from Sofer Sounds joins us to share the details. Hi, Tori.
Hey, Dave. Thanks so much for having me.
So this really intrigued me as I was researching and looking for some cool things to do myself. And you do these secret concerts. Tell us about how this works. And you do it in about 400 cities around the world.
Yeah, we do. We're a global music community. So essentially, we find a space that we think people would want to spend a couple hours in, somewhere that's unique and special. For example, in London, actually, just last night, I believe, we hosted at Westminster Abbey, which is like an incredible historic building.
Wow, yeah.
But we search for a really special space. And then we book a diverse lineup of three different artists of all different genres of music. We bring them into a space and curate a secret pop-up experience for the audience. Yeah, so yeah. These people that are buying tickets to the shows, they go to the site, they grab a ticket, but all they can see is the neighborhood and the date of the show. So they actually don't know where they're going till 36 hours before,
wow.
And they don't know who they're seeing till they show up.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Like, you talk various genres of music. Tell me, like, what kind of music we're talking about here?
Yeah, so any one night that you go to a show, unless it's a themed night, because we do host themed events where they are one genre of music, but on your typical night, you could find maybe a singer-songwriter, an indie rock band, and then maybe a hip-hop artist or a rapper to close out the night.
Yeah, because you're seeing a couple things at the same time, right? I mean, you're getting a night full of music, a couple things at the same time.
Yeah, that's correct. There will be three different artists.
So talk about some of the places that have happened already here in Chicago and the type of music that's been out there.
Yeah, so a couple places that come to mind for me, since I've been booking our venues in Chicago, we hosted in the Willis Tower. We've also hosted at 360 Chicago at the John Hancock. We also pop up in living rooms, and those have been some of my favorite shows, just very intimate evenings.
Living rooms?
By a group of people who want to discover new music.
Like so. Living rooms like where? Like people's homes living rooms?
Yeah, people's homes. You would be surprised by how many people just want to welcome strangers that love music like they do into their space to enjoy a night of music.
Wow. Wow. I know you had one tonight, and I'm looking at the website right now. You got a couple tonight, one in West Loop and one in Streeterville. Lincoln Park tomorrow at 7:15, and Wicker Park also tomorrow. And it says residential, outdoor, yep. And then Wicker Park on Monday, Tuesday, Logan Square. This is really cool. What propelled this idea? How long have you guys been doing this?
So we actually started in 2009 in London. Our founder, Rafe Offer, was tired of going to shows where his favorite artists were playing in a bar in the corner with their guitar and no one was listening to them. People were drunk and chatting around them. And he thought, you know what? I want to have my friends to my house, bands that I love to my house. Everyone can sit and gather together and not talk or text and just really focus on the music. So, he shared that idea with his community, and it just kind of blew up. I mean, people were interested in bringing this to all different cities around the world.
Yeah, I'm looking River North, Evanston, Fulton Market, Lakeview, West Loop. Is everything BYOB for the most part?
We do try to primarily focus on BYOB spaces. However, we do work with non-BYOB spaces, in which case they would sell. To support some small businesses and bring people in to try their product and discover a new space in the city they live in.
So talked about tomorrow at Lincoln Park. There's one in Wicker Park. How does it work? So you go to the website. And what's the website again? It's Sofer Sounds?
SoFarSounds.com.
And you go to the website and you just kind of randomly pick a neighborhood that you want to go to and the date that works for you. And then you sign up and pay for it right there. And then you're sent the details when?
You're sent the address to the space 36 hours before the show.
Okay. But you'll never know who's playing until you walk into that venue.
Exactly. And because it is all about music discovery, that's another reason why we have three different genres that perform every night, just so people can leave finding something that they really loved and something they want to continue to support.
Sofer Sounds, S-O-F-A-R, SoferSounds.com. Tori, thanks for sharing this with us, and I'm going to try this out one of these days.
Yes, please do. We'd love to have you.
Thanks so much. All right, stick around. Much more ahead here on 720 WGN.